This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Well, hey, it's Friday, January 13th. Ooh, Friday the 13th, and it's been 66 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election this country has ever had, with the worst being right here in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona. And you wonder, why do I repeat that every single week? And I bring it up, the words election fraud. Election fraud prevention. None of this election integrity. You can't have integrity put into a system that has no integrity when the people that run it have no integrity. So what? Huh? Right? Every conversation I'm bringing this up, every show I go on, why, you ask? Because our political leaders, legislators, groups, legislative districts, local, county, and state have moved on. They have moved on. They proved it last night at our meeting, which OMG, that was just out of control. We'll bring that up a little bit later. And I'm going to call out names. Kelly Ward, Megan Island. These people are bad. These people are the rhinos, right? And like I said, OMG, our meeting last night was completely out of control. A tyrannical chair, Czar Candace. I lost track of how many times this woman yelled, "You are out of order." She's lost her mind. Yeah, you are out of order. She has lost her mind. My special guest today is Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, the election expert, the host of Cut the Crap. He doesn't need an intro. You know who he is. And if you don't, you gotta pay attention. How are we supposed to get our country back if you don't know who the people are that have been telling you all of the facts and information? So I want you to go to savemyfreedom.us. Grab your pen and paper, grab on your common sense caps, everybody. And then I want you to text your friends. Tell them to tune into this. If they can't, you got to catch it on demand. All that information is right there. It's savemyfreedom.us. The flag is upside down for a reason, and it's going to stay upside down until all of you, until we motivate the masses to get out their asses and take this country back. We'll be right back after the break.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value, that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thank you.
Oh, that is my favorite show ever. That's hosted by Lucy DeGrazia, and that's on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, or Pacific, we're in Mountain. Remember, we switch. That's Arizona. My old slogan for Arizona used to be, babies are racist. Remember how that escapade? Our babies are racist. We burn our ballots. Our elections are rigged, and we don't change our time zones. Go figure. America, Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. But anyway, Jesus Rocks Live is at 11 a.m. Mountain Time on Wednesdays, and that's 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I encourage you to tune in. We have updated the tagline to connecting current events and real history with the truth of God, because you have learned so much false history. They have literally made up pretty much everything you've been told about everything. And the amazing thing that Lucy does is she takes all that plus current events and rolls it into scripture. So it's a show that you will learn so much, where I have gotten so much information that all of the stuff that goes on now in the planet that you are on, I'll let that sink in for those of you who watched episode 448, which I encourage you to go check that one out, because what she's rolling out now is pretty like, you're going to go, oh my God. And then it all makes sense. I'm telling you, it all makes sense. But the way that she delivers all this information and she provides the facts about what you have not been told, it makes you, all the things that are going on now, it makes all sense. It's like I said, I keep telling everybody, the reason why I want you to tune into this show is because the light bulb goes on about everything. That all of this, now you just go, well, yeah, now I get it. I see it. I see it now. Now it becomes order to the chaos, because you learned the truth about your government, about your country, about symbols, about history, right? And then you go, oh, there really is a uniparty. There is no left or right. It is that and much, much more. So I encourage you to go check it out. You go to JesusRocksLive.com, JesusRocksLive.com. And what I have done, is I have two awesome, which I will have these out on Sunday. I think it's out on Sunday. I put together some take action toolkits, and it is never seen before episodes that I found that we had done together, which was prior to the show being launched on July 13th of this last year. And I put those into the locals, and then I've incorporated to the Substack. So I would encourage you to go check that out. And that way you can go through and I'm going to have you jump around a little bit, right? But you can go in order and watch the shows, but it really will get you a jump start, and it'll get you fired up. It'll get you pissed off. And remember, until you get pissed off, people, nothing happens in your life. Nothing changes. And that flag is still going to be upside down until you all get pissed off about what has been happening for years and years and years in this country, but primarily that you've been paying attention for the past two, right? Because at least in Arizona, we knew that there was some shenanigans going on when that Fox News, they're Fox, you know what? Because they're sneaky like a fox. That's why they named the network Fox. When they called Arizona, like within a minute, I went, oh no, we not blue, we red. We not purple, we red. So you knew that there was a problem. So we started all paying attention, and then we started unraveling and unveiling. So to make a long story short, and then I want to bring in my guest because I want to spend as much time as I can with him today. I want you to go to savemyfreedom.us. Pull those graphics up, Heather, for everybody. Savemyfreedom.us. I got my handy dandy, very expensive sign, savemyfreedom.us. I want you to go there. I want you to join the Substack. I want you to join the locals. All the tabs are at the top, and all the information about the shows and the platform and the people that we follow and suggest you to follow on Substack are also on there. And I'm going to add all that content and those take action toolkits. And of course, everything about Arizona on there is always free. And we are working on a very long list of everything that happened here, because the only way things are going to get turned around, it's not going to be through the judicial system the way you think. It's going to be when all we the people get pissed off and up. But we know the truth, because there's a lot of people out there that still think there was an election fraud. Or, oh, we just got to vote harder 2024. Or maybe we should learn to ballot harvest like the other side. Oh, no, 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 no. That's why we did a whole campaign, ban the machines, because they're illegal. And they're uncertified. And we asked those constitutional sheriffs, which there are none in the United States of America, to go take yourself, drive on over, go pick up those machines that are illegal. And they said, no, we can't do that. We got to see what happens in the next election. I said, well, the last two wasn't enough. Apparently not, because they're all in on it. People, remember, the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes of people that run it, are corrupt. You cannot have election integrity in a system that is ripe with fraud, that is run by people who love fraud. They don't have any integrity. You can't instill integrity into its system. You have to fix it. You have to get rid of the people that run it. All right? Go to savemyfreedom.us. Join us and follow us. You'll have all kinds of exclusive information, and we're doing it as a group. Remember, it's all about you. It's all about coming together as a community, because yes, we can put, we have to talk about election fraud, but you still have a business, all right? We want to know, we want to make sure that we buy for patriots, right? Isn't that what it's all about? Because all we're doing is feeding the demons and feeding the beast. And those are the people that are shutting us down. So do not give money. Again, if you're going to give money to a candidate, which I highly recommend not, if you're going to give money to any organizations, any political action groups, any nonprofit organizations, NGOs, you name it, especially the GOP, especially after what they're doing here in Mayor Corruption County, after us grassroots people last night at our LD meeting, you know, Legislative District Committee on PCs, you know how I love to abbreviate, God forbid we should say a full sentence. So I don't know if I'm gonna have time to, I'll jam that in today if I can, but you got to get to the point where you are ready to marry that person before you give them a dollar, unless you're buying a product or service. Other than that, stop. You got to come up at the knees. Okay. So we're talking about all that stuff in our group. It is really a network, amazing, a networking group organization and all kinds of great materials. I'm not doing a great job of explaining it, but Steve Stern and I, my business partner here at Save My Freedom Studios, is going, and we're going to do a couple commercials for you guys. So that way we'll make it nice and concise. All right. I got to bring in my guest because his time is valuable and his brain is huge with tons of information. So Jovan Pulitzer Hutton, the middle name. All righty. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Can you bring him up? Heather. Hello, my friend.
How are you doing? And I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna steal from you. Mayor of Corruption County, I love that.
Yeah, I've been saying it for almost 2 years. You can take it, you can run with it. I don't even expect a residual because you can't somehow like patent the color blue. But I just wanted to get it out there because it does make sense. It's like words matter, meanings matter. That's why they keep changing them. Because if they change the meaning of things, then all of a sudden their new definition overrides common sense and the facts, right? Uh-huh. There's a strategy here. These people are nefariously brilliant because they're demonic. They're demonic, sir. All right.
So America's nailed it. That's why they changed the name of your precinct so often. Think about it, folks. 748 precincts. They push them down to 204 vote centers so they can mix them all up. And in between elections, they'll change names and change numbers. So when you're trying to analyze trends, unless you keep up with the name changes too, it's hard to do. They're doing everything they can to hide the truth.
Yeah, because they know we're coming and they know we're paying attention. A little late, but that's okay. A little late. So let's start with just a recap of the most important things that you found. And I want to focus on Arizona. In 2020 that you think people need to be reminded of, because we have to be reminded. Remember, we have a very short attention span, 8 to 9 seconds, like a little goldfish, and then we forget. And this is not a time to forget, and this is not a time to give up. So I don't want to hear anyone say, oh, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. What have you really done? What have you done? Have you done as much as Jovan? Then no, you just began the battle. All right, so go ahead.
The most important thing, when we go back and look at 2020, that was the first time we all got hit with these mail-in ballots everywhere, right? Just dumping them into the marketplace. Some of the things you need to know about just how bad Maricopa County is that people just don't talk about. You have Runbeck, which is the ballot printer. And of course, they also check the signatures. It's the only place in the country that happens. And so under the auspice of looking at an envelope and checking the signatures, they kind of know by default how you voted for a very, very long time. I consider that corrupt. But the biggest question I have for Maricopa, folks, is if you have basically 2.5 million voters, potential voters, in Maricopa County alone in Arizona, why did Runbeck, the official ballot printer, print 4.89 million? It's almost 4.1 million ballots just for Maricopa County. That's still never been answered. Additionally, when you think about, you know, in 2016, how Donald J. Trump really got elected, his people, like all of us, got off our butts and we got out and voted. So Election Day is D-Day. They use this month-long vote like they do in Maricopa with early voting so they can kind of get a predictor out there. What I want to know is, I believe with the mandates, the pandemic, that was a way to keep you afraid of going to the precincts. I want to know if during that time in 2020, the first time we really had to stay home and not go to public events was July 4th weekend. I want to know, how did Runbeck know in advance to order the single largest order of ballot sorting and stuffing machines in the history of elections. How did they do that and place that order by March 1? How'd they know in advance? Folks, it's much more nefarious there in Maricopa than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, it you're spot on. I appreciate you giving kind of that summary for everybody. And it is, it got worse in 2022 because they, each election, and people keep, I guess they magically thought things were going to get better. Well, you had no consequences for your nefarious actions. The legislature didn't really pass anything with teeth to it. So I kept warning people. They kept saying, "Oh, well, it's gonna get better. The primaries will be better." I said, "You have two more years of money being put in. Two more years of people being creative as to, we need to be sneakier, right? And you've got two more years of them knowing the system, so they can manipulate the system, change the system, add protocols and procedures, and make stuff up, which is what they did here. So how do you think that magically is going to get better?" And then they had time from August to iron out more kinks, to try to keep figuring out what they needed to do, because they're like, "Oh, well, that took too long, or we need to go over here." So then by the time they got to the midterms, the midterms in November, they've almost perfected the fraud, where actually, because we started reading the protocols and procedures in the election manual, election procedures manual from the state, and we started reading my training manual, then the day of procedures, they're all three different. So then they were actually able to rewrite procedures and do things. So it matched the fraud. So some of the fraud actually follows the rules, even though it's fraud. You go, "My God, these people, this is what they do."
Maricopa is the worst. I tell people what you're dealing with in Maricopa is completely different than anywhere in the United States of America. I've looked at a lot of these, dealt with lawmakers coast to coast, all kinds of different states. Maricopa, congratulations, you're the butt worst. You are the ass end of the train.
Wait, that's awesome.
I hate to tell you that, but it's the truth. And it's really weird because even I was naive going into Maricopa. You know, you expect Democrats and you expect Republicans. Mm-hmm. When you really get into it, you have Democrats, but most of the Democrats are really far-leaning left as a predominant whole. When you look at the right, your traditional conservatives are the minority in Arizona, meaning in representation, not the people. The state's very conservative. But when you find really patriotic Americans, you're not necessarily finding a lot of them serving in these, appointed and or voted in elected positions. And then you have weird factions in Arizona like McCainites. I didn't understand the whole McCain issue until I got into Arizona, and there is such a thing as a McCainite. It's really, really interesting, and that's kind of like cut your nose off to spite your face just because you don't like Trump, and it's more important to bash Trump or bash America Firsters than it is to save your country in horrible elections. Now, you have a really interesting mob and drug problem there. This is, they're not going to, you're going to have to fight extremely hard. That's why I love the people of Arizona. They are so heroic. Remember, folks in Arizona, you're the ones that made the difference for this whole country. There has never been a forensic audit of an election ever in history. That was the first one. Nobody ever looked at a totality of ballots, like 2 million ballots, not even back in the Hanging Chad days. So you have to understand where you fit in this and why you're so important. Maricopa is the fourth largest county in the United States of America. Maricopa County is the second largest voting block of people in the United States of America. You guys activated it and got after it, but you're fighting everything in your mix. The drug mule business is fighting you. The human traffic business is fighting you. The cartels are fighting you. The mafia is fighting you. Your own party's fighting you. Deep state's fighting you, and the lefts are fighting you. But just like anything else, there's more of you than them. And because you activated, picked up the phones, and demanded a full forensic audit, we got it. That's on you, and that shows you have power.
And you left out one category that we're number one in also, and that is in human sex trafficking, human trafficking, and child sacrifice through the CPS system.
Right.
And what I want people to get their arms around, all of the things that he just mentioned, these cartels and the strategies and the reason why they want control of the states and the election fraud and all they're doing to keep the control. It all literally goes back, and we talk about this on this show, which Lucy talks about it on Jesus Rocks all the time. It's all about the children, okay? And then you just go, oh, come on. Money's only part of it. Power's part of it, right? They need inventory. That's why the border's wide open. You're like, oh, they need voters. No, they don't. They don't need real voters because they have real voters and fake voters, right? People that are real and not. And they have real ballots and fake ballots. And now they have a very well-perfected system where they don't even necessarily need you to show up. They'll just do it for you, right? So they don't need more people. They don't need the illegal aliens is what they're called, people, coming in here to be a voter. They don't need you for that. And they don't, then the fentanyl. Yeah, there's money in it, but think about it from a logical standpoint, and then I want to go back to election. But I'm trying to tie it all together for everybody. That's why it's important. If a drug dealer makes money off of you taking his drugs, it's a commodity that needs to be. It's like a subscription. You want the guy coming back every month. So why would you sell him something that kills him? Okay, that's not a drug dealer. Okay, that's not why the border's open, right? So keep in mind, it's because they need inventory. You know what the inventory is? The children. Because remember, we talk about this a lot. 50,000 kids a month in the United States, legal citizens, go missing. 40,000. This is numbers from like 6 months ago. Can you imagine what it is now? 40,000 kids a month go missing that are illegal. So you got 90,000 little people. Little people that cannot survive on their own, that need somebody to, like, you know, give them food, that could fill a huge football stadium, and nobody talks about it. Everybody knows about it. You mentioned the McCainites. What do you think's a big part of all that? All of these people, Ducey, our ex-governor, he makes money off all this. He's part of it. McCain, they, you know, and whenever anyone has these missing child centers, right, or child trafficking things, it's because that's their front, because they're a part of it. Guess who has one? Hunter Biden and family, okay? McCain, they're huge into this child sex trafficking, child sacrifice, and I'm going to say it. Rape, child rape, because that's what it is. And guess who also got raped? And if you don't use harsh words like this, it doesn't penetrate. I don't mean to make a pun like that. It doesn't sink into people. And that's why we're going to use harsh language, because people aren't taking this seriously. You, the American people all across the country, got raped on November 8th of your sacred right, your freedom to choose your elected representatives through your vote. You got raped, people. Okay? So you want to comment on that, Jovan? I know you probably didn't think I was going to go there.
No, this is a professional steal. And yeah, rape is probably the best description. Violent rape. Every possible way and place you could be raped. It is a horrible mess there in Arizona. But this is institutionalized in Arizona. It's not like these people didn't know it. The audit in 2020 revealed so much of what should be fixed and how it should be fixed. Let me give you an example. The numbers are really simple. Let's go back to 2020. And so there were three types of ballots that could exist in system. You're either going to have a ballot that came in the mail by standards, it's going to be mechanically folded. Then for your people that walked in early voting in person, they're going to reprint that ballot. You're going to vote it, but you're going to hand fold it. And then there's ballots with no folds. Let me give you some numbers. We'll deal with District 1, which I believe I have right. That's Jackass Sellers, I think, is his group, District 1, right? And they're supposed to have 84%, 84.13% is how many machine folds there should be in any bunch. Hand folded should be about 7.5%, not to exceed that. No folds should be about 8.3%, not to exceed that. Let me give you a Jackass Sellers rating for his district, District 1, if you're in it. The machine folds, which should have been 84%, were just over 76%. That's it. Which basically means, okay, they said they came in and they were mail-in ballots, but they weren't. So they're going to show up somewhere else, right? So the handful, which should have been about 9.6%, it was almost exactly on, or it was 7.5%. It came on at 9.6. So there's almost a third more handfuls than should exist in the system. Last but not least, 8% flat folds at your election day ballots, your provisional ballots. District 1 came in at 12.5%. They have more flat ballots than should be in the system. Now, where do these come from? They come from the ballot on demand machines. The same machines that printed the ballots wrong this last time around, and Maricopa had 200,000, just under 200,000 ballots in 2020 printed by these machines than should have existed, and they still have not answered for it. It's because why they have ballot printing farms. They're printing what they need. They need a time hack and a chaos hack. Here's how it works. They need something for you to focus on that you know is wrong, but you can't quite figure it out. In 2020, you had Sharpiegate. Is you use Sharpies, they force you to use Sharpies, it bled through. Here's how bad it was. And 126,000 ballots were affected by that, where there were bleed-throughs. Except those 126,000 ballots had 2.1 million extra votes on them. Extra votes on them. That'd be like you drew dots all over the page. Well, that confuses the machines. Now they need a time hack. Hey, we need extra days to count ballots because we can't count them all. In 2020, they needed 10 days.
Well, let's do this, Jovan. I've got a break for commercial. It's a hard break. So hold that thought. And then what I want people to do is write this down, episode 391. He's so funny. Episode 391, because that was the huge summit that Jovan was a big part of here that we did on the 1st of October. And I timestamped it because there was information that he revealed during that I had never heard before. So write that down. You're going to go to our Rumble and you can go check that out. But we're going to be right back after the break.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60%. And the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
True is what we are, to the stars and the stripes, in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies, in memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be. The flag shirt, where freedom reigns.
So did we want to talk about those awesome commercials? So you saw, you got to see, it's your Bright Tion store. They got all kinds of great stuff over there. And of course the flag shirt, I got one on right here, right? You got an America shirt. You got to wear your patriotic swag, your patriotic gear. Always use promo code HOME10. There you get 10% off. Steve Stern is so kind to do that. And then you saw MyPillow. I mean, everybody's got a MyPillow, but I'm just saying is if you're going to buy products and services, you always want to buy them from people that are your friends, that are the patriots, the patriotic companies and the small business owners. Because those are the ones who are out there fighting for this country and who aren't going to shut you down, who aren't going to fire you, aren't going to mandate you. Remember when a mandate meant an evening between two men, right? Oh, it's the good old days, right? See how they changed that language. So head on over to Marketplace. We're actually expanding. I've got a couple awesome partners that we're bringing on that are just incredible. And I'm working out some special deals that nobody else has with these guys, right? So then that is something where, and I'm going to have to change some of the things. I said, you know, I got to get rid of the DirecTV, the AT&T. I just got to figure out how to do that because there are certain shows that I record and I kind of need them. But then I'm thinking, do I really need to watch that show? I can watch it whenever because it's like a lot of the stuff they tell you is on old news, especially all these alternative, awesome media outlets that we're partners with, that we talk to, that are friends of ours that come on the show like Jovan. You get the information sometimes 6 months before they actually decide to talk about it because they can't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want you to know the truth. They're part of the bad people. Again, we got to get the bad people out of our lives. And so head over to the Marketplace. You can go to, if you go to where I want you to go, you can go to the Revive Our American Dream. But if you go to Save My Freedom, I'm pushing everybody because I used to do the Take Action menu, which is everythinghomeaboutus.com. But now, because of the Save My Freedom movement, we're making this so that everybody that's part of our community, we're interacting with them. So we're talking and we're matching up people so they can be on the boots on the ground and active whenever they want to be active or use, buy and sell their stuff. Like, I want to work with other patriots that are busting their asses, especially here in Legislative District 3. That aren't rhinos, then, and I'd rather buy and sell and work with them, be their friends, because what I'm finding out is the more that I get to know these people, they are awesome. They're awesome. Like, I'm like, they're all new friends, right? That's why you want to become a precinct committee man. That's how you take the party back from the ground up. So what I'm doing is I put all of the tabs on the top of the SaveMyFreedom.us, SaveMyFreedom.us, so you'll see Marketplace. You can click on that. Go check out all those awesome products and services. That's where I got this. I got this cross over there. I got this cross. And I saved so much money because of the membership through Monmouth Nation was actually free when I got the cross because of the discount. So yeah, I'm telling you, this stuff is awesome, awesome products and service and people. So go check that out. All right, let's go back to Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. And I kind of want something meaty for my peeps. I kind of need a little bit of red meat. I love juice. I love top secret information on a need to know basis when everyone tells me, oh, you don't need to know.
Right.
So what can we share with them?
Well, let's just do just a quick recap. You know, always hear these judges or attorneys say, well, how do you know the ballot was bad? What was their intent? Right. And they keep on pushing it there because they want us to focus on voter fraud, which is one person using dead mama's ballot, versus election fraud, which is the criminal enterprise and racketeering it is. So let me play something for you, folks. In the Carrie Lake trial, you saw that there were no signatures for the chain of custody, no amount of ballots and no signatures. Now, if we drop back from that, each chain of custody document requires 5 signatures. When you look over the course of an election, and there's about 2,000 various election workers of different things in Maricopa, you can actually look at all the signatures for the paperwork signed, and you get a profile of all the workers. Well, we did that, and we ingested into the system all of the workers, John Hancock's. Under the theory that if something's nefarious amongst the workers, we'll be able to identify it. Now, on the other side, you know, a lot of the envelopes in Maricopa, both elections, 2020 and 2022, they weren't signed and they let them go through. That's not supposed to be allowed. Here's the barn burner, though. In looking at some of the mismatched signatures in Maricopa, that the fine people of Maricopa are working on. They looked at 2020 envelopes, the signature part. They compared them with the registration center signature. And lo and behold, you have all these mismatches. You know what's really interesting? We caught the fact that your election workers, and we know who they are, your election workers are signing some of those envelopes. Now, that's a big smoking gun that needs to be pursued, because that is an intentional act by an election worker doing something to get the ballot to go through so it counts by doing a signature, and we caught him doing it.
So, all right, that is good. That's good scoop. And maybe that'll shed some light onto some people, you know, because they're like, well, how is this happening? How's that? And what I want to remind people is most of the people in the system are part of the system. Okay. Right. So they're encouraging the fraud, and they allow it because they change. They, like during the day of, the protocol and procedures was changed. It didn't match what was in the books, and it was different for each center. You cannot have that. So just with something simple like that, how can you certify an election when everybody had a different set of rules, right? And I'm not even talking machines. I'm just talking like something very simple, right? But that's by design, right? That's by design. Right. And it's like he's saying, well, these people work there. How could they do that? Okay, well, my inspector at my center, I knew it was trouble because she's president of some democracy group, which, you know, once they use the word democracy, run the hell away. It's like when they say stand in solidarity, or they mention the word Ukraine and donate, run away from those people, right? So I was like, okay, we're not going to get along. Obviously, look how I'm dressed, right? I'm not going to get along with her, but I was cool. She yelled at me like 3 times. And when I realized that she was actually part of the fraud, and then of course she allowed things to happen that shouldn't have happened, and she knew better because she's a seasoned person in these positions. They put people in these, install people in all these positions. So I'm glad that he's verifying this, because this is just what I observed, not doing any research and things like that. And then of course, talked to some people who had worked with her. I'm just singling out her just because I'm using my own experience. There's many, many others. And then I talked to other people, and then they told me even more stories about what she did in the primary. And I went, oh, I'm like, but do you hear about this anywhere? No, you don't. You're not going to hear it on mainstream, but this is what I'm saying. How we resolve this is everybody needs to talk about everything that happened, all the different, there's so many different layers every day, because people need to get to the point again that they're pissed, but they also have to be convinced that there was fraud, because even at my meeting last night, these are precinct committee men. I would think that they're supposed to be a little smarter. Some of these people have actually said that, there was no fraud. And again, they want to vote harder and harder. Vote harder 2024. It's not going to be in 2024 if we keep up the way that we're going. So take it in that direction. Jovan, I know it's kind of a lot, precinct, but you got it.
For a precinct person to say they don't believe there's fraud, that precinct person needs to hit the road. It is plain as day. They're not paying attention. They're probably watching mainstream news and they're not getting a debrief. I tell you what, I could sit down with these people and show them fraud, but you're right. It's institutionalized. Let me give you an example. In 2020, Merrick Corruption County complained they didn't have enough employees and they're going to need several thousand more employees. While they were having, quote unquote, that hiring crisis, magically, they had at the same time, when they said they didn't have enough, they had all of their people 100% staffed, 99% staffed in the MTech center, where all the really nifty stuff goes on, right? Get to 2022, same thing happened. They're complaining, we don't have enough people. We don't have, but they were 99% staffed in the MTech center. The MTech center and that counting drop off is part of the nefarious process, because that's where they can do things with smoke and mirrors. But folks, if you have people in your precincts in any capacity and they tell you they do not believe there was a fraud of any kind, stay away from voter fraud. Voter fraud is somebody using mama's ballot and getting caught. They'll do that all the time, like Brnovich did in Arizona while he was chucking around. He'll find one person that used mama's ballot, make a plea deal, and say, look, we found one. We got one out of 2.5 million people. They'll do that all day long. That's not what you got to be concerned with, folks. You got to be concerned with election fraud. That's federal racketeering. That's the stuff that the mafia does and got caught on. And so that's why if you have people working in your precincts, I'm telling you, look, I'll train them one-on-one. You get them to me, I will show them. I'll get it on the record. I will record it for you. I will take them through it and show it. And they still deny it. Well, at least you know, you got a rat bastard in the midst of you and get rid of them.
Well said. Well said. I love how you threw in the nunchucks there for Brnovich. Yeah, and that's funny because when he wrote that letter, and said, we need to know what's going on, which was on the 19th. The election was the 8th. And the information he listed in that letter, the our attorney general, was all the stuff that you could have said on the Wednesday after. So people that's were like, right. He's going to do something. I said, he hasn't done anything for 2 years. Why do you think magically he's going to do something now? And I said, you know what? I'm going to give credit to the power of the people. So this is where people need to, and I want you to encourage him too, because I know that you've been able to do things and you could see results when the people decided to show up. Remember, it's all about stand up, speak up, because now it's time to really speak up and show up. And tell me this is not ironic, that our petition campaign that we did with Act for America that we launched the night before, it's to say do not certify Arizona and to also redo the election. So by the time somebody in his office on Saturday morning got to their office, they had 250,000 emails telling them, here is the conflict of interest with Katie Hobbs using the correct statute that nobody seemed to care about. And it listed quite a few things that were blatantly obvious fraud. So then all of a sudden, magically, at 9 o'clock at night, he releases a letter saying, well, what's going on? And I went, well, that sounds like information that was in our petition and emails that all of the elected and selected elitists in the whole state of Arizona got at least 250,000 times before somebody, by the time they came to work. So my point of saying that is, it does work, people. It might take a little bit of time. And this time, what we're working on is going to take the country to get behind and then put the pressure on the politicians, the elected and selected elitists at all different levels, but not once or twice. It's not a campaign, I'm going to push you out. I'm going to do a post today. No. You're going to have to make these people accountable, because you're not going to see the justice that you think you're going to see in the court system. At least I don't believe, because the court system is compromised. And it's going to be something that we're going to have to do on our own, but it's going to take volume, and it's going to take you actually showing up. It could be digitally, that's the campaigns we'd like to do, make them easier. And we're going to do in-person step two, because we're no Brazil. We're not going to take to the streets like that. That's never going to happen in the United States. There's no way. People, we just don't have it in us. So comment on that, because I know you've had some success too. And I want people to be encouraged, but I want them to realize it's their personal responsibility to save this and to turn that flag right side up.
You better believe it. This is up to us. If you're waiting for the army and you're following Q crap, you're already deceived and out of the game. Folks, I want a newsflash. Now, here's a breaking story. JFK Jr.'s freaking dead, folks. Pay attention to that, okay? That's to make you stand down and not activate. Next, you're the army you've been waiting on. You're the cure for this sickness in America. You are the superhero that will save yourself. You need to understand that. And I can prove it to you. You are the state that stood up to your lawmakers and demanded en masse a full forensic audit, and you got it. You are the state that basically busted out Sharpies and said, we're not going to do it, and the state tried to force it on you again. You took your own blue pens because you know, and they backed down. You must understand you have the power. You are what the system is afraid of. The con job they're trying to do is a psychological operation. It is all planned to muck with your mind and poop in your cranium, folks. The bottom line is they'll try to convince you that they're right. They'll try to convince you that everybody agrees with them. They'll try to convince you that the lawyers are not going to look at it. They're just playing a run out the clock game. The one thing they need is for you to give up.
Right.
That's the only way they win. If you give up. The name of the game, just like Carrie Lake is doing right now, never, ever give up or give in, because not only does your life depend on it, your kids, your grandkids, and the future of this great republic depend on it.
I second that motion, Your Honor. I second that motion. So that's, you need to be encouraged, but at this time, and I know you say, we went through this in 2020. Michelle, it's Groundhog's Day. Yes, but no. There's more information that's come out, and you have tangible stuff now. Plus, you have all the information that people like Jovan and all the grassroots people have been talking about revealing for the past 2 years. So now you kind of you have the perfect storm, and we just need to have that little bit of a push. So
the Kerry Lake.
You want to talk about that?
Was brilliant. Look, I know a lot of stuff about this stuff, but I learned so much because we finally got these people on the stand. I learned they were snapping photos internally, and they issued phones to all those people, and they were snapping photos of the pickup, the bags, and everything else. We'd have never known to ask for that. Now we know. Cat's out of the bag. It is a learning process, folks. This is painful. This is totally painful. But look, go back. We used to think our media was not biased like they told us, and our healthcare was great, and the system was Yankee Doodle Dandy. 2020 was the greatest gift mankind has ever been given because our eyes are open now. And that scares the hell out of the cabal.
Well, and it's proving true because we started to get engaged. I mean, you know, just becoming with a precinct strategy and precinct committee man and the work that we're doing here in Arizona. That's why we had such a disastrous meeting last night, because they don't want to lose the control. It's right there in the face. It's like when an animal's hurt and you back it in the corner. What does it do? You know what I mean? That's what they're doing
here in Arizona. One of your precinct people wanted to go to fisticuffs with somebody in one of these meetings for calling for integrity, wanted to push around and be a bully. You have some people there that want to make sure the old McCain system stays intact.
Right. They don't want to change that. So it's more important now more than ever to do that push. So comment on anything that you think is that really jumped out of you during the trial, or anything that you can talk about with the appeal, the expedited appeal that's coming up, because, you know, I want to throw them a little, I hate the word to use hope, but I won't even use a word.
It's just part of the process.
Yeah, right.
It's just part of the process. You understand they're going to do everything they can to have this not come to trial. This is a delay, delay, delay game because it's designed to wear you out, folks. Don't be worn out by it, because you got people that are leading it that are never going to give up. Have confidence in that. And so Kerry Lake, even though your state superior court kicked it back and then it went to appeals and went back and forth, she's now won on an appeal that is going to have a special consideration presentation appearance. They tried to push it till March. She fought hard and got it's going to be February 1. Once again, that's monumental. But I want to manage your expectation, folks. Let me tell you what doesn't happen. What doesn't happen in any movie or any television series or any of this stuff with rat bastards like you got in Arizona, you don't go, you committed a crime, and they go, oh, you caught me. Okay, take me in. Jeez, you caught me. That's not how it happens, folks. Get realistic about that. They know they're traitors to America. They know they will go down in history as traitors to America. They're fighting for their life. I'm telling you right now, they're more afraid of us than we are of them. And consider how much you're afraid. They are terrified. They are terrified. So they're pulling out every weapon they've got, every mind massage they've got. You've got this unholy trinity between government, media, and academia. They're literally bombarding you with it because they're afraid. Folks, look, think about this. They suppressed all of us. They suppressed us on social media. Did they do that because we were wrong or we were lying? No, they did it because we were right. They cut Donald J. Trump off from Facebook and everything else. He could on a moment's notice fly to a city and still have 60,000 people show up. Look, we're bigger than anything they put together. Their networks are dying. Shows like this get more viewers now than CNN. Folks, we're on the precipice. As long as you don't give up, you don't crawl up in the couch and want to suck your thumb and make it all go away, you got to stay in the fight. And to me, that's what it means to be American.
Yeah, well said. So we got about 2.5 minutes or so left. Plug all of your stuff, and because I want to make sure people can find you. I'm going to add you to our Substack recommendation list in the lower right-hand corner when people see that, so they can actually know how to find you and say, oh, this is somebody I should follow, because Jovan's given great information. And obviously some encouragement, right? Common sense encouragement.
Come on, folks. It's easy to bitch. That's just a true story. It's easier to complain than it is to see the light at the end of the tunnel. our job is not just to tell you what's going on, is to make sure you have a plan to get to the end of the tunnel. We see a lot more than you see, and I'm telling you, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Here's how you find me. Use a hashtag. You know, there's no spaces in a hashtag. First name, Jovan, J-O-V-A-N, just like the 70s cologne, but I swear to you, when I sweat, I do not smell like that. Hutton, H-U-T-T-O-N, like E.F. Hutton, maybe you should listen to me. Pulitzer, like the prize, but I'm not really. I'm more like the free parting gift, if you hurry up and order now. So hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Put that in your search engine altogether. You'll find me, or you can find me over at Locals, jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com. The reason I do that is because we let loose. I name names. I tell you who the rat bastards are by name, and I can do it there and not get banned. Otherwise, find me on Rumble, right? / Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. I do my program, which is called Cut the Crap. Why? Because you just want to grab these politicians by the lapel and shake the crap out of them. And it's because you want to tell them, cut the crap. Now, what is crap? C-R-A-P. It's an acronym, culture, race, and American politics. I do it every day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., seven days a week, Central Standard Time. You can find me, and maybe you might want to become a crap cutter along with me.
Oh, God. I've watched your show quite a few times, and for whatever reason, you are just you're funnier today. And that I'm just glad you're sharing that on my show. So I encourage everybody to go check him out. Again, we're going to have a little bit of a partnership with this guy because I like what he's saying and more people need to know about it. So I hope that you will be coming back on our show. That would be awesome.
Thank you.
And I will say it right here on the air. I like to call people out because then it puts them on the spot. So Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. He will be back. So go ahead and check out his stuff again. If you go to savemyfreedom.us, you're going to be able to find him there too. And then I want you to go check out the Rumble channel that we've got. And that's on that Save My Freedom. When you look at the top, it'll be there, Rumble. And go to episode 391 because the information that he provides, that's the summit, the 17 experts about the election summit that we had about banning the machines. The information on there that will catch you up to speed. Plus, you can watch any of the episodes we've done since August. And if you want to catch what happened in the midterms, any episode that I've done since the 8th through now, because it was all the ones that I went on shows, I put them on there so you guys can have that. I'm going to put that all in a Take Action Toolkit because that will get you up to speed. And then you're going to get pissed off. And then you're going to join us, right? So I want you to go to savemyfreedom.us and get on the battlefield with us because it's time to be a warrior, people. And I know that you're hearing in your churches that they say you got to love your enemy. And you got to hold hands. No, because these enemies, they're after your kids. They're after your freedoms. They're after your soul, right? So you're going to pray, plan, take action, and you're going to become a warrior, make that commitment, but you don't have to do it alone. You do it with us, right? This is all interactive, not just conversations like this. We actually have relationships with the people that are part of our group. Because then we match up with people all over the country. So you have all types of new friends and support systems, especially when you go into these legislative district meetings with a bunch of rhinos and establishment and demons. You need a friend. All right. So go to savemyfreedom.us, get caught up, join us. And I'm going to be launching a whole bunch of new stuff on Sunday for everybody. So have a great weekend. Take this seriously. Pray, plan, take action. Time to stand up, speak up, and show up. We got to turn that flag right side up. And we can only do it if we work together. Have a great weekend.